Hi, you're listening to Hiba is Writing. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, welcome back. You are currently listening to Season 3, Episode 6, and in today's episode, I want to introduce a writing challenge or a writing event that I have been putting together for a little while now, or thinking of putting together for a little while now, and finally, over the last handful of months, I decided, you know what? Let's go for it. Let's do it. So, this is a horror writing event, or challenge, and it is called Scaruary, because it takes place in the month of January. So, it is a chance to start off the new year with some spooky vibes. Definitely not the usual time that people like to really focus on horror, but I figured, you know what, we already have October. Everyone's got October. Everyone knows that, you know, October is spooky season, but I decided that I want to have another part of the year where I get to be a little, I get to focus on those creepy vibes. So, with that in mind, what is Scaruary? So the reason that I refer to Scaruary as a writing event rather than a writing challenge is because it is composed of four different writing challenges. So it's, you know, four writing challenges for the month of January. All of them span the entire month of January, and you can choose whichever one you want to do, or you can do all of them if you feel up to it. But essentially, it's a writing event that provides writers with the opportunity to get their spooky writing skills up front and center. So we have a little bit of everything. I tried to keep in mind horror writers who are very familiar with the genre and who have written a lot of scary stories and who pretty much know the ins and outs. I didn't want to make it too cliche. I didn't want to make it too easy in that sense. I really wanted to challenge those seasoned writers. So there are a couple of challenges in there that I think will be pretty challenging. And I also wanted to strike a good balance for writers who aren't really horror story writers, who don't really try their hand at scary stories all that much. So there's, I hope, a pretty good balance between the different challenges and the prompts that they provide. And hopefully everybody is going to be able to find a little something that they can enjoy challenging themselves to do during the month of January. So you choose the challenge which suits you best and just enjoy exploring its themes for the entire month. So without further ado, let me go ahead and jump right into what those challenges are and what the themes are. So first and foremost, we have the Cobb's Web. This one is my favorite out of all of them, to be perfectly honest. And it's essentially a challenge where you try to write four or more scary stories during the month of January, but you're only given a one-word prompt. And you have to use that word and really focus on it and focus on the different dimensions of that word in order to write four or more short stories. And I say four or more because the whole idea was that, you know, you would write a story a week maximum. And that would keep things a little bit easier to handle. But the idea, you know, behind the Cobb's Web is that you are essentially creating a web. So if you imagine a mind map, kind of a diagram, and you have your word in the middle, your prompt, and then it just kind of connects to all the different kinds of stories that you end up writing based on that word. And if you check out my blog post about Scaruary, which I posted a little while back, you will see that there is actually an example there with the word elephant. Essentially, the word itself is the prompt that's going to serve as the connection between all of the stories that you write for this particular challenge. And you can do more than four stories, but I recommend sticking to four because I think giving each story a good week's worth of, you know, even if it's just thinking about it passively in the back of your mind, just giving it that week's worth of thought and consideration is good. is going to help you write a story and think of things that maybe you didn't think about the first time you saw that word. So you can use the word in any way you want. So if it's a verb, you can use the past tense. You can use the word in a collocation if it exists in collocations that are out there. And again, you can see an example of this on my blog where I have given the example of elephant as the word. And you can also manipulate the word in a creative way. So for example, if your word is stick, you can use idioms, you can use collocations, again, going back to that, sticks and stones, stick insect, anything that has to do with the word. To up the challenge, though, I decided that words that are usually associated with horror, like skull, ghost, zombie, blood, vampire, all those things, these words are not going to be included in the prompts list. So I'm hoping to keep the words pretty neutral. I mean, there will certainly be some words that have a more negative connotation or that maybe lend themselves to a darker theme more easily than others. But generally speaking, I'm trying to stay away from cliche things, you know, like monster and things like that. And once you use the word in one way, you cannot use that particular aspect of that word for any of your other stories that you come up with for the Cobb's Web. So for example, if your word is stick and you decide you're going to use stick insect and you're going to write a story about a stick insect type monster or something, you cannot then turn around and use the same monster in another story. Like, the whole point of this is to take that one prompt and to just really explore the many different ways that you can look at that prompt and how much you can get out of that one single word. Okay? Again, I want to reiterate that this is probably a challenge that is best done weekly so that you can finish one story per week, and that will get you through the entirety of January, or Scaryweary. And I also have a random word generator that I have linked in my blog post. I've also linked it in the latest issue of Scritorio, which I don't think will have come out by the time I put this episode out there for you guys to hear, but yes, you will find it there as well. And it's a random word generator, very simple. It's a Google Sheets, and all you have to do is keep refreshing the page to get a new word. But, you know, the whole point is to use the word that you get. Give yourself a little extra challenge. And yeah, once you get your word, you start weaving your web of horror. So that's the first challenge, the Cobb's Web. The second challenge is just a theme, a prompt. In fact, so is the third challenge. These two are a little more regular. You just get a theme or a prompt, and you have the entire month to work on a story, or more than one story if you wish, that goes along with that particular theme or prompt. So for example, the second challenge is the unseen, and this is where you tell us about, you know what, let me just read you what I've written for it. So it says, write one or more stories about the idea of the unseen. What lingers just beyond our field of vision? What hides in the crevices of our minds? What prowls the opaque black of the moonless night or the ever-encroaching walls of the cavern? Tell us about those frightful things which are not seen ever, not even when they're faced head-on. So the unseen is a pretty big, it's a pretty big part of horror writing in general. So exploring this particular theme, I think, is always fun because we are, you know, one of our deepest fears are the things that we can't see, the things that, you know, we are not really sure what's going on because we can't see it. So I think that's why we get really worried about the dark, and we get really worried about weird sounds that we can't really tell where they're coming from, or the idea of ghosts moving things in your home or rattling about and things like that. These things are scary to us because we can't see them, and if we can't see them, how can we understand them, right? So that's the unseen. And then the third prompt is lingering fears. So this is the third challenge, and the challenge is to write a story or several stories, again, whatever you feel like doing, about the concept of scares which stay with you long after you've experienced them. Fears which lurk in the back of your mind and rear their ugly heads every now and again. insidious thoughts which prick at the edges of your characters' minds, cementing themselves into their habits, their beliefs, their very sanity. Fears that might be long forgotten, but alive and thriving in the folds of your brain all the same. So these are things that maybe you can't, you know, you don't really see up front and center. You can't say like, oh yes, that's definitely a fear that I have. But maybe it's something that has stayed with you for a really long period of time, you know? Think about that kind of a fear that sticks with you. And it doesn't have to be a fear that you're not aware of either. I mean, some stories lend themselves really well to this idea. A character gets attacked, and moving forward, they have a fear of, you know, if they get attacked by a stranger out of the blue, moving forward, they have a fear of strangers, or they have very deep trust issues. You know, you can play around with that. And then the final challenge of Scaryuary is Ghastly Reflections. So this one is all about symmetry. As above, so below. Light and dark. Halves of a whole. You're going to write a horror story, or poem if you prefer, on the theme of reflections, with bonus points if it's formatted to look like two symmetrical halves. So if you can format your story so that the text takes on the form of, you know, two halves of, I don't know, like you can have one half of a skull being part of the story and then the other half of the skull being the other part of the story, or one half of a star being a story and the other half being the second part of the story, or two different poems that have that stand in reflection to one another, but maybe one is much darker and scarier than the other one. I don't know, you know, you can play around with this idea of reflections and symmetry and what is seen on the other side. So yes, here is where you can explore the duality of human nature, the two sides of evil, the balance between monster and man, the desire for vice and virtue. What do you see when you look in the mirror? So that is Ghastly Reflections. It's very fun. I personally have already started trying to write a story based on this Ghastly Reflections prompt, and I am struggling with it. So this one's a little more challenging, not least because the formatting itself can also limit you in terms of what words you use. So for example, I wanted to use a dagger as the shape that I wanted my writing to be in, and it's a little tough because it's a very narrow shape. So the words that you use can't be super long words, unless you make it really, really, really big. But I'm working with an A4 paper, so I'm not going to make it too big. But yes, it is a little difficult. And there are some shapes that are very easy to do, I think, like if you do a square or if you do a rectangle that looks like a door. I think that one's probably one of the easier ones. Or if you do maybe a portal shape, that's just basically a circle. So some shapes are easier to work with than others, but I just think this one will be a neat addition to Scaryuary, something that also allows for some interesting poetry, I think, to come into shape, into form, because poetry, I think, will lend itself really well to this particular prompt. So if you're a poet, or if you want to try your hand at some scary, spooky poetry, this is the challenge for you. So all of these challenges are run concurrently throughout the entire month of January. All of them begin at the beginning of January. And as you can see, they all require different levels of effort. So lingering fears in the unseen are really just prompts, theme prompts, and then you write at least one story throughout the entire month of January for that prompt. Whereas the Cop's Web asks you to write at least four stories so that you can have these four different dimensions of this one word. And sometimes it'll be a little tricky to think of the different aspects of that word that you can derive stories from. So if you do ever find yourself stuck, why not send me an ask to my Tumblr inbox and I will shoot you some hints. And then Ghastly Reflections is, in my opinion, one of the toughest ones, very challenging, but it is only one piece as well. throughout the entire month. And you can do more if it comes easily to you, and if you are motivated and inspired to do more, you can by all means do more. But yes, so for the unseen, for lingering fears, and for ghastly reflections, one piece is enough for the entire month. For Cobweb, it asks you to sort of reach a little bit higher and do at least four pieces based on one particular theme. And I think it'll be very interesting as an exercise, because you'd be surprised how many different ideas you can get out of just one innocent little word. I think a lot of you will have a lot of fun with that one. So that's Scaryweary. And if you are interested in joining, in being a part of Scaryweary, I mean, this is just a challenge that I'm putting out there for everybody, or a set of challenges rather that I'm putting out there for everybody who wants to join in and do them. You can use the Scaryweary tag or Scaryweary 2024 on social media. And I just really hope you enjoy it, because I know I would love to participate. I don't know if I'll be able to do any of the bigger challenges. I might stick to either the Cobweb, which I really love the idea of, but I hope I have enough time to write a short story each week. Or I might do the unseen or lingering fears. I'm not entirely sure yet, but I think I will do one of those three for sure. For Scaryweary, that's all I have for you today. I just wanted to introduce Scaryweary because I do think this is something that I want to do every year. Every January, I'd want to do Scaryweary. So if that sounds like it's fun, join me. I would love to see what you guys come up with. And that's all I have for you in this episode. As always, you can find me on all of my social media, which can be found in the description of the episodes, and of course on my blog, which is hibaiswriting.blogspot.com for now. And yeah, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Hiba is Writing. Until next time.